First, I want to take you out to New Mexico, and we have Brian Festa on with us. He is We the Patriots USA co-founder and vice president. He's also an attorney, and he has been following this in New Mexico, and I'd just like to know what the latest is on the governor who now is, you know, pulling it back and say only, no, we're saying you can't carry, you know, now on school grounds or in city parks, which I don't think you could ever carry a gun on school grounds in the first place. Brian, welcome.
Good morning, Glenn. Thanks for having me here. Yeah, we the PatriotsUSA.org is our organization. We filed a request for a temporary restraining order and a permanent injunction, actually, lawsuit within 24 hours of her issuing her original order about a week ago. And Judge David Urias, Biden appointee, actually did rule in our favor last Wednesday and issued that temporary restraining order. She comes out on Friday and issues a new order, as you just stated. It actually applies to not just school grounds, but public parks and playgrounds. Mm. So in our view, she's bordering on contempt here, because the original order also included public parks and playgrounds, and the judge already issued a restraining order against her. So she comes out and says, well, I'll just issue a new order. So we're probably going back to court today. We're going to actually file another request for a TRO, a temporary restraining order against her. But if this is enforced in any way, this new order, in our view, that's contempt.
So what is going to happen here? I mean, what should happen, in my view, is she should either be impeached or she should receive some sort of punishment more than a slap on the hands. If our politicians don't learn that you touch the constitutional stove, which is very hot, you will get burned. If we don't teach them that in some way, they'll just keep doing this over and over and over again.
Absolutely. And that's the danger. That's why we thought this case was so important and why we jumped into this, like I said, within 24 hours, because for a governor just to flagrantly ignore and defy not only the United States Constitution, which is the worst part, but also the decision and the Bruen decision just last year by the United States Supreme Court, which clearly stated that you couldn't do what she's doing here. You can't create these so-called sensitive places based on high crime rates and take away people's right to defend themselves. The justices were clear on that, and it's almost like she took that decision and said, I'm going to do exactly what the Supreme Court said I can't do. So this is a showdown between governors and the United States Supreme Court, between governors and our Constitution, our Second Amendment rights. And that's why it's so important that we, all of us, you know, not just our organization, of course, but everyone needs to stand up and fight against this to keep our right to bear arms, to protect ourselves and our families.
I hope. When is she up for election again? Do you know?
You know, I don't actually know.
Yeah, I would.
It might be this. It might be next year.
Yeah. Well, I hope the people of New Mexico remember this and show her the door. This kind of stuff has got to stop. Brian, great to talk to you again. Thank you so much for being on the program. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Glenn. I'll keep you posted on any updates.
Yeah. Too. Is there anything we can do to help?
You know, as everybody probably knows, these lawsuits are extremely expensive. And we are a nonprofit public interest law firm. We don't charge our clients anything. So if anyone is able to make a donation, we have a 2A legal fund on our website at wethepatriotsusa.org. We know times are tough, but we would greatly appreciate if people could support this action, because we want to be ready to fight back not only against Governor Grisham, but any other governor or the Biden administration that does this. We want to be able to jump right into court and fight back against it.
Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate it. We, the Patriots, USA, .org.